This morning, we begin a new health series that focuses on issues facing elderly residents in West Virginia. The percentage of adults 60 and older is growing more rapidly than any other part of the population, and most of them want to stay home as they age. In our first installment, Carol Lofton takes a look at the struggle to age in place in rural America.
So do you walk up the hill instead of taking the stairs?
Yes, because I can't do stairs unless I have something to hold on to.
So you can do this one because there's a railing?
Yeah.
91-year-old Paige Omohundro lives alone in a modest two-story brick home on a quiet street in Barbersville.
How long have you lived in this house?
54 years, I guess it is now.
Paige can barely handle steps these days, which is a big problem, because once you get into her home, you have to climb stairs. The front door opens onto a small landing leading onto a split staircase.
Yeah, there doesn't really seem to be a way to make that easier.
No. You know, you can get
a chairlift?
Lifts for them, but when they're divided like this, you can't, you know, you'd have to get one for both steps. So I just don't go downstairs very much. Mm-hmm. I go when I have to. My laundry room is down there. And usually when my daughter comes over, she'll carry my laundry down for me and I'll bring it back up. So that's a big help.
But staying in her home is really important to her.
I guess I've always been independent and I do not want to go live in a nursing home or anything like that until I absolutely have to. Mm-hmm. You lose that when you have to go live in an assisted living or a nursing home. And that would be hard for me.
But is staying home the best option for older adults? Well, we actually don't know. A 2017 review of aging in place literature and the journal Social Work Research found that there isn't actually a lot of analytic research about whether aging in place is better than, say, moving to a retirement community and adapting. Another 2017 review published in the journal Quality of Life Research found the same. Anecdotally, it depends.
Philosophically, it's a question about balancing independence or autonomy and safety.
That's Jenny Prater, a geriatrician at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Prater says often older adults like Paige want to stay home and their families want to move them to a facility, citing safety concerns.
In general, if a person is able to care for themselves or arrange for an alternative, say family members or neighbors that can come and check on them, or even paid sitter services, especially if they're not required around the clock, but only intermittently. Those often are better choices than going to a long-term care arrangement.
But she says often whether or not independence outweighs safety comes down to resources.
If someone has enough resources, they can set up essentially a nursing home in their own home.
But most people don't have those kind of resources, especially in Appalachia. There are some state resources to help, but the percentage of West Virginians age 60 and older is growing faster than any other portion of the population. It's a silver tsunami that may already be cresting. And yet, amongst the drug epidemic and foster care crisis, no one is really talking about it. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Charleston Area Medical Center and Marshall Health.